nor to note that their religious worldview allowed them to take a little bit more liberty than we might think right with violence and with the oppression of others. We also need to understand how the landscape shaped who they were, how their experience of the sea meant that they saw the ocean not as a barrier, but as a great road which could take them wherever they wanted to go much more quickly and safely than overland journeys generally could. A lot of this has to do with the geography of their native Scandinavia, and we'll talk about that. The religious worldview was also shaped by the geography, especially the later records written by the Icelanders. Iceland is a land of fire and ice, and as we'll see, the cosmology of the Norse is very much about these issues of fire and ice. But who were the Vikings really? There are many answers to this question, and some of them seem perhaps a little off the beaten track of what we might expect. But the Vikings have been surprising us ever since the day a Viking sail first was seen off the coast of England. The Vikings had a great deal of emphasis in their culture on some signature attributes. One of them was language. Those who spoke the common language were part of the tribe.